الله أكبر 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 على كل من صلى وكبر الله أكبر كلما صام صائم وأفطر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وبيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لك الحمد بكل نعمة أنعمتها ولك الحمد بكل حسنة تقبلتها ولك الحمد بكل سيئة محوتها We thank Allah for every blessing He bestowed on us and every good deed He accepted from us and every sin He forgave. We thank Allah for allowing us to fast Ramadan and we thank Allah for allowing us to stand up and pray in the evenings and nights of Ramadan. We ask Allah to accept our fasting and our prayers. Ameen. We also ask Allah to forgive us for our sins and ask Him to forgive us for our shortfalls. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Ballagha ar-risala wa adda al-amana wa nasaha lil-umma wa jahada fillahi haqqa jihadihi hatta ataahu al-yaqin. Dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is over and it always passes very quickly every year and it happens every single year. We say Ramadan just started and now it's finished. But this begs just an important thought. We fast for 1 month of 12. We pray 5 times a day. When we pray 5 times for what, 5 minutes a time? 10 minutes a time, 15 minutes a time. So most of us pray for about half an hour a day. That's if we do our prayers even properly. What about the rest of the 24 hours? So we fast for 1 month. We pray for half an hour out of 24. And we do our zakah occasionally. Yet Allah tells us in the Quran very clearly the purpose of our creation. The Quran states very clearly, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ in Surah Al-Dhariyat. I created the jinn and the humans for nothing else but to be at my service or to worship me. So is there a contradiction there? Obviously there isn't. Because there is no contradiction in the Quran. But it begs us to think and ponder. If we have been created only to worship Allah and to serve Allah, how come it is that we do our worship for half an hour only a day and for 1 month a year? So obviously this is not the answer. Obviously it's a misunderstanding from our side. Worshipping Allah, serving Allah is not just the prayers that we do 5 times a day, and it's not only the fasting for 1 month a year. It extends to a much bigger and deeper meaning. And to try and understand this meaning, we go to the Sunnah, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan an yutqina." Allah likes if one of you does any job, anything, to do it perfectly or to perfect it. To understand this further, there's a story about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a man died and they were burying him. After the digger buried the man and he covered the grave up, the Prophet told him, "You haven't made the grave even. You must even the grave. Make it, do it properly. It's not going to help the dead person in any way, but it is for the sake of Allah. Because whatever you do, you have to, as a Muslim, It is your duty to perfect anything that you do, any job that you do in life. The perfection of a job is not related to a benefit that will come with the job, or the benefits to the person even that you do it for. The perfection of the job is a means of submission to seeking Allah's pleasure. So when we perfect whatever we do it with the intention of seeking Allah's pleasure. So this is how we can perform our duty in life. This is how we can do what Allah has created us for, by trying to do everything for the sake of Allah in a perfect way. So the perfection ranges for everything, starting from our prayers. We must perfect our prayers. It is said that the worst type of thief is the person who steals his prayers. And then we ask, what do you mean somebody steals his prayer? He said, if you do not perform your prayer properly, so you do not complete your ruku', you do not complete your sujood, you just do it in a hurry, you do your sujood and then get up very quickly. This is stealing your prayer. You must perfect the prayer. Then it ranges through dealing with people. Of course, the first thing is how we deal with the people who are closest to us. How do we deal with our parents? How do we deal with our children? How do we deal with our spouses? The Quran explains. The Quran has to be read as a whole to understand. The Quran tells us very clearly, وَإِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عَنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. The Quran gives us instructions as to how to treat parents, how to treat our elderly. This is part of our worship to Allah. About our children, the Quran again tells us elsewhere, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa qudhuha an-nas wal hijara. Protect yourselves and protect your family, protect your children from hellfire. How do we protect them from hellfire? By bringing them up properly, by looking after them properly. In doing that, we are performing our worship to Allah. How about spouses? The Prophet tells us quite clearly in the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لَأَهْلِي وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لَأَهْلِي. The best of you are the best of you with their spouses, and I am best with my spouses. So you look after your spouses properly. In doing that, you are performing the reason, the purpose of your creation. In doing that, you are actually performing what Allah tells us, which is ibadah, which is performing ibadah to Allah. Now, this extends also to our jobs. So if you are an employer, by giving your employees the right, paying them properly, you are actually doing that with the intention of ibadah for Allah. If you're an employee, you should try to perfect your job. There's no such thing as, you know, the boss is not seeing me, I can get away with it. It's not the boss. Allah can see you all the time. If you are doing your job with the intention of doing it for the sake of Allah, for Allah's pleasure, then you are doing ibadah. And many other things. The hardest thing, of course, is when it comes to money matters. And this is where a lot of people really show their true colors. When you are dealing with money, you must be fair. You must be honest. Pay what is due. And if somebody owes you money, be gentle in asking, in demanding it. This is, if you do it with the right intention, you are doing ibadah as well. So really, it is all these things that constitute the ibadah. And they are usually not easy, because you are fighting a nafs. The nafs, the self, has got its own whims. The self is always pushing us to do things because the self likes the worldly things. As a matter of fact, this is the concept of jihad. This is the real jihad. The Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba were out in a fight. You know, they were fighting mushrikeen. And when they came back, they said, we have returned from the minor jihad to the major jihad. This is the jihad. It's not blowing yourself up. It's not killing people indiscriminately. It is jihad with yourself. It is jihad to try and be in a state of worship 24 hours a day. It's not easy. It is very difficult. It's very hard. And that's why it is jihad. And that's why you get a lot of rewards for it. So, it is seeking the pleasure of Allah versus seeking the pleasure of the nafs, which is the hard thing that we should strive for. And we can do that 24/7. We can be in prayer 24 hours a day. So perfection is not that difficult. Because some people can say, look, I can't really do it better than that. Then if you have tried your best, if you are doing things to the best of your ability, then you have performed your perfection. Now, perfection obviously is not compatible with things as dishonesty. Perfection is not compatible with lying. Perfection is not compatible with counterfeiting. So essentially, perfection in a simple word is morality. But for us as Muslims, morality is not for the sake of morality. Morality is for the sake of Allah. And this is what makes any action we do transfers it into a form of prayer, a form of worship. Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, said, "Suq al-Muslimin ka musalla al-Musallin." The marketplace of Muslims should be like the prayer place, should be like the worship place. So the marketplace, if you are dealing, whether you are selling or buying, if you deal according to Sharia, if you are honest, if you are pleasant with people, if you are easygoing, you are performing worship. It's just like being in the mosque and praying. So worship should extend to every aspect of life. Worship can extend to every aspect of life when we're dealing with other people, if we keep it in mind that we are actually dealing with Allah rather than dealing with people. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith about a person, إِنْ كَانَ خَرَجَ يَسَعَى عَلَى وَلَدِهِ صِغَارًا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If somebody goes out to work to support his kids, young kids, then he's doing it for the sake of Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَ خَرَجَ يَسَعَى عَلَى أَبْوَيْنِ شَيْخَيْنِ فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If somebody is out working to support his family, his elderly parents, then he's doing it for the sake of Allah. وَإِنْ خَرَجَ يَسَعَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ يَعِفُّهَا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Even if somebody is going out working just to supply for himself so that he doesn't have to ask people or be dishonest, then he's doing it فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So, the rest of it's a long hadith, but part of it is, if he is going out to work just to gather money for showing off and to be able to be very rich just to show off, then huwa fi sabil al-shaytan, then he's doing that for the sake of shaitan, not for the sake of Allah. So doing work alone is not worship. But doing work alone with the intention of pleasing Allah becomes worship. So 24 hours a day, whatever we do, you can go out to work and you can consider that to be a form of worship, exactly like going to the mosque or praying at night. So, to sum up, the concept of work becoming a form of prayer has to meet three criteria. The most important criterion is the intention. So the intention of working is to get to close to Allah. And obviously, whatever you do must be useful to other people and must be legal. And this, by the way, extends to mothers who stay at home, looking after the children. If they do it with the intention of trying to please their husbands and look after the family and look after the children and bring them up as good Muslims, it is fi sabil Allah. It is fi sabil Allah. They are still doing it. It's a form of worship. And the last point is, whatever you do, you must strive to perfect what you're doing. You must try to do it in the best possible way. Finally, one point. The hadith says, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعَهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ.
The ones that God Allah loves most are those ones who have are most useful to the people. And it says here للناس. It didn't say للمسلمين. It says للناس. So if you make yourself useful to your community, to the people around you, then it is a means of achieving Allah's love. وَحَبُّ الْمَالُ إِلَى اللَّهِ is the money that is spent and earned in halal. So, anyway, it's a long hadith and we have no time to go through it all, but it's important to remember that we must be aware that our worship is not just now in the mosque. Our worship is not going to stop now until the next prayer, Dhuhr time, and it's not going to stop until Asr time. Our worship should be all the time. It should be a continuous form of worship. We should transfer all our life, everything we do, including even sleep, including eating. Everything can be a form of worship. Obviously, we don't have time to go through all the details, but this is how we are meant to do it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. Now, in case you are wondering, why do we do a lot of takbir on this day? And again, if we return to the Quran, you will find the answer. We all read this ayah, and I'm sure you all read it in Ramadan. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah tells us, تُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ, finish the iddah of Ramadan, finish the counting, the days of fasting in Ramadan. And then what do you do after that? وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So we do the takbir. It is a means of thanking Allah. It is a means of acknowledging Allah's the things that He has given us, but by allowing us to fast and by allowing us to do our qiyam at night and prayers. So the takbir we do is to remind ourselves that don't pat yourself on the shoulder too much. If it wasn't for Allah, if He didn't give us the permission to, we wouldn't have fasted. If He didn't give us the permission to, we wouldn't have been able to do our prayers. So we're doing that because He has allowed us to do that. So just remember that everything is bestowed on us by Allah. Don't forget that we have been given a lot of favors from Allah by allowing us to be here, by allowing us to do our prayers. So we must return everything to Allah. Now, finally, there are two questions that each and every one of us needs to ask themselves. Question number one is, why do we worship Allah? And question number two is, how do we worship Allah? Now, why do we worship Allah? If you ask a lot of people, why do you worship Allah? A lot of people will say, because He created us, because He gave us this, because He gave us health, because we gave... It is not true. So if He hasn't created us, would Allah not be worthy of worship? We worship Allah because Allah is worthy of worship, not because of what He gave us. Because if you think of it, He gave me, so I'm going to worship Him. Allah doesn't need your worship. Allah doesn't need our worship. It's not tit for tat. We must think about it very clearly. We worship Allah because He is worthy of worship. And the other thing is, how do we worship Allah? And we have been through that, and I said the concept of worship extends beyond just the rituals of worship. An ayah in the Quran that explains this very clearly, which says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say that my prayer, everything I do, the rituals, and my life and my death are for the sake of Allah. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ, and I've been ordered to do that. It's an order to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and it's a prophet to all of us. Now, on a final closing note, just want to remind you that when Allah created heaven and hell, He created a place for each and every one of us, both in heaven and in hell. Now, those who are lucky enough to go to heaven will have their own places, but they will also inherit the places of the people who didn't make it to heaven. And in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah tells us, how do you do that? And then He says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. These are the ones, the inheritors, who will inherit the heavens. So when you go to heaven, you inherit the place of the people who have been to hell. So make sure that you book your place in heaven. Each and every one of us has got a place in heaven. Each and every one of us has got a path that can take him to his place that Allah has created for him. It is just the duty of each and every one to find the path that will take him to his place in heaven. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. Allahumma akfina bihalalika an haramik wa aghnina bifadlika amman siwak. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا واشرح به صدورنا ونور به قلوبنا وأطلق به ألسنتنا واجعلنا نتلوه كما تحب وترضى وكما يرضيك عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. And happy Eid, and inshallah it will be a pleasant year for all of us, بإذن الله. جزاكم الله خير.